Well, when I was growing up, we had the Capitol, the Grand, the Modern, the Arizona, and Columbia Theaters in Ashland, downtown Ashland. And the Lyric was up on 29th and Winchester. But before that, we had an opera house, which was on 17th and Green. It burned in 1931. And I've had a very large auditorium, which was large for the size of Ashland, which seated better than 900 people. And they were stage plays, came through here and sometimes show for a week at the opera house. And then Capitol was built. Capitol Theater was considered the best theater in Ashland until the Paramount was built. Capitol was built as the Arcadia in 1921. Opened on Christmas Eve, 1921. Grand opened in 1915. It's where Revco is today. Modern's been torn down for several years. So is the Edisonia. The Columbia, it's torn down too. It's where Henry House's Plumbing Company is today. It was a strictly a vaudeville show, Columbia Theater was. In the early days, they had piano players at all of them. Of course, when the Capitol opened in, as the Arcadia, it had an orchestra. Quite a few big bands played around here, especially after the Paramount opened. They played the Paramount on the stage. They had a better facilities down there for stages and the Capitol did. Grand had actually the best stage, better stage than the Capitol.
Boyd Countyans could also take pride in their own creative efforts. Before the parks and the theaters, many citizens amused and entertained their families with storytelling, with music, and craft making. In the early 1900s, Catlettsburg's river trade began declining as the railroads transported more and more goods, including timber, to markets throughout the land. An era was slowly coming to a close in the Gate City. However, Ashland's industrial progress continued. A turning point arrived when George M. Verity selected Ashland as the site for a new steel processing plant in 1920. Ashland found itself the home of the nation's first successful continuous rolling mill. And from that time on, Armco and Ashland's history have been closely linked. The Roaring Twenties also saw the establishment of the area's other major employer, the Ashland Oil and Refining Company. The location of that refinery brought good news and good jobs to Catlettsburg as well as all of Boyd County. As both companies expanded in later years, so did the local population, with Ashland's reaching nearly 30,000 by 1925. Such expansion brought about another building boom with new schools, new banks, a new railroad passenger station, new library, new hotels, new bridges, and new bus lines, all coming to Boyd County.
The Ohio River, it's always been the lifeblood of Boyd County. But you know, back in 1937, the river went on a rampage and rewrote the record books. I know something about that. It was 6 feet 3 inches in my house. Both Catlettsburg and Ashland were very hard hit. Floodwaters covered most of downtown Ashland and extended at some points as far as Central Avenue.
Finally, the water got so high, my wife, they took her out one of the windows over to one of her sister's house. And I stayed in there the next day, and the National Guards made me get out because they claimed there was so much gasoline on the water coming down Greenup Avenue. And it was deep out in the middle of Greenup Avenue. I'd say it was at least 10 foot deep out in the middle. A very swift current.
I remember it was quite the excitement. They afraid the bank on 60th Winchester, where the American Bank is now, they thought they were going to lose their building because the water working inside get into the enough of it to around. The building may fall, so they let the water in the windows get the same pressure inside as you would have outside. That was a great flood.
Boyd County's industrial base became even more significant during the dark days of World War II, as both Armco and Ashland Oil increased their outputs in response to wartime needs. The late 1900s have also proved to be an equally challenging time for Boyd County. What has always seen Boyd Countyans through times of hardship, it's been a strength of character coupled with the determination to do what has to be done, qualities born of a pioneering heritage. Boyd County's founding fathers and mothers developed common sense priorities of hard work, self-reliance, which succeeding generations have attempted to match. Their fierce commitment to their families and to the progress of this area resulted in a proud history, which we can all celebrate. The continuation of that commitment brought us from log schoolhouses to multi-million dollar school systems, from trails to turnpikes, and from farmlands to factories. Many of our Boyd County ancestors made significant contributions to the creation of Catlettsburg and Ashland, and they're worthy of remembrance. Through the years, Boyd County has had its share of good times and bad times, but prospects for the future are really looking up. Working together, we are creating tomorrow's history today. And for Boyd County, this is only the beginning.